it's been pointed out to me that I never have fun. I need to change that.
Fun?
He stared at me as if my words were completely foreign to him. I remembered that Spider had told Luciana the prospect had a tragic past. I wondered if maybe we had more in common than I'd thought. Maybe Rocket had been right when he said I needed more friends, and Teller could be my first one. Yeah, you know, go to movies or whatever people our age are supposed to do. He smiled faintly.
Yeah, I hear the movies are a must for a Friday night, or the nearest party, but you don't seem like the partying type.
Neither do you.
He shoved his hands into his pockets.
Are you asking me to take you to a movie?
I've never been. Teller rocked back on his heels and then nodded.
All right, but it's not a date.
He glanced at the house, and I knew he was thinking about Rocket. I needed to tread carefully. I wanted Rocket to take notice, to admit that he wanted me, maybe even needed me, but not at the expense of Teller getting hurt. Just friends, I said. He nodded again. Can we go now? His gaze scanned me from head to toe.
You aren't really dressed to ride a bike.
I can change my clothes. I glanced down at what I was wearing and realized he was right. Shorts and the tank I'd been wearing around the house weren't appropriate for being on the back of a motorcycle. Spider had drummed it into Luciana's head that she was never getting on his unless she had on jeans and boots and the property cut he'd had made for her. After all the scarring she'd had placed on her body from assholes, he'd left it up to her if she wanted to be inked. But my sister had wanted to go all in and had property of Spider in a small block print on the inside of her right wrist.
You're not taking her on your bike,
Rocket said from behind me. I've ridden on yours, I pointed out, even though I'd seldom been allowed the privilege.
I'm safe. Teller hasn't been riding as long as me.
I turned and glowered at him. You wanted me to hang out with people my age. I'm trying to do that. Rocket just stared at me, but after looking evil in the eye every day for 3 years, he didn't intimidate me, not once I knew how sweet he was. Besides, he was doing that overprotective thing again. I found it endearing, if a bit annoying.
If you insist on hanging out with Teller, he can use one of the SUVs,
Rocket said.
I'll go get one, Teller said, practically jumping onto his bike and peeling out of the driveway.
I sighed and tipped my head back, closing my eyes. Great. My first chance at making what Rocket considered an age-appropriate friend, and he was scaring him off. I had no romantic interest in Teller at all, but I didn't want the guy running off every time he saw me either, out of fear Rocket might hit him. If the stubborn man would just... I'm trying to do what you asked, I said.
Yeah, well, I thought you'd go into town and meet some girls your age. Teller is trouble.
He's good enough to prospect for the club and help guard Luciana. It wasn't like Spider would take in just anyone. I wasn't stupid. The club didn't exactly walk on the right side of the law. He needed to trust the men he called family, and I knew he damn sure wouldn't leave my sister in just anyone's care. Rocket stalked closer.
He touches you, kisses you, or does anything else you don't want. I will rip his spine out.
Well, that cleared a few things up. If I wasn't mistaken, it almost sounded as if Rocket was a little jealous